Recorded for quality purposes.
Para español, oprima el número 9.
I recognize the number you're calling from, so for security, please say your date of birth.
April 25th, 1953.
I got April 25th, 1953, is that right?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you for confirming your identity. In a few words, please tell me the reason for your call today.
Place an order.
All right, prescription refill. For confirmation, what's your first name?
Philip.
Got it. You have 2 prescriptions available to refill. Do you want to place an order now?
Representative.
All right, representative. Please hold while I connect you with someone who can help. Please note, any prices quoted are estimates based on your current benefits and are subject to change. And if you're calling to place an order, please have your credit card available so we can better assist you. Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
No.
Hi, thanks for calling. My name is Christine. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Phil Rice.
Thank you, Mr. Rice. Good afternoon. How can I help you today, sir?
All right, so I did not hear your name. It was a little garbled. Can you say it again, please?
Oh, sure. My name is Christine, sir.
Christine, is that right?
Yes, sir, correct.
All right. So I'm afraid we don't have a really good connection, but maybe we'll do all right. I've been getting messages from Optum saying that they need more information from me. Sounds like maybe you're getting ready or want to ship out an order to me, and I'm not sure what order you might have that you want. Can you look and see what it is that you have going on, and can you tell me? And I'll tell you what
I have
going on, and let's compare notes and see what's going on here. Can we do that?
Sure, definitely, sir. I'll just check your account. One moment, please. All right, thank you for waiting. So Mr. Rice, upon checking here, your doctor sent in prescription for Phentermine tablet 37.5 milligrams. And the reason why we call you is because this prescription is not covered. So we want to know if you want to continue ordering the medication. However, you need to pay it out of pocket.
She sent Phentermine to you, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you able to, it sounds like you're telling me that you will be able to send that to me, but I'm just going to need to pay for it. Is that right?
That's correct, sir. It's not covered.
Yeah, I understand that. So how much are you going to charge me for it?
Yes, sir. For a 30-day supply, 30 tablets, it will be $43.50.
Yeah, that's not a good price. $43 and how much?
50 cents.
50 cents.
Yes, sir.
All right. And if I agree to pay that, can you send it out, like, right away?
Yes, sir. We can send it right away.
I'm going to say yes. Let's do that.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just check the prescription here.
I guess before I totally agree with that, let me ask you if you accept something called GoodRx.com. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I know that, sir. But the GoodRx, you can only use it with a local pharmacy.
All right. So let's go back to I said yes. Let's just do that. I'll accept the $43.50.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Let me just put it on order. Hold on. Okay, just want to verify the address, sir. It's 11268 East Linville Drive, Aurora, Colorado, 80014.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so successfully placed the order for you. And how would you like to process the payment, Mr. Rice?
I'll give you a credit card. Have you got a credit card for me? It seems like you should. Maybe you don't.
We don't have any card on file, sir.
All right. So let me give you a credit card. Are you ready?
Okay. Is it for a one-time use, or we'll save it on your profile?
I guess I'd like to have you save it on my profile, if you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Thank you. And Mr. Rice, for the security of information, I'll have my lead specialist assist us on a secured line. This is to protect your information, sir. Can you hold for a moment?
Mm-hmm. How about if I tell you it's one time only? Can you just take it?
It's the same, sir. It's for the protection of your information. You'll have it on a secured line.
Are you telling me we need to do the secured line either way? Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right, then. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on.
Hi, thank you for holding, Mr. Rice, Philip Rice. Hello?
Okay, you're welcome.
Hi, I'm Julius. I'm here to assist our advocate in adding your card, and I'm ready for the number when you are.
All right. This is a Visa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The number is 4086-2050. 01315641.
Expiration. Expiration.
9 of 21.
9 of 21. Thank you. And this card is under the name of Philip Rice, right?
That is correct.
Correct. Thank you. One moment here. Let me just update it really quick. All right, Mr. Rice, thank you so much for your patience. I successfully updated your card now. This card will expire on September of 2021 with the last 4 digits ending in 5641. I'm going to send you back to the advocate, Christine, so that she can assist you further with whatever concerns you may still have. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay, so thank you for that, Mr. Rice. I've successfully processed the payment for $43.50, and I will request for a one-time courtesy rush shipping for your order, so you will receive it on or before Tuesday.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, sir. Anything else for today, Mr. Rice, I can help you with?
Received by Tuesday, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Next item. You said you had two items. What was the other one?
Okay, let me just check the prescription from the doctor. One moment. Okay, so what I'm seeing here, sir, is your doctor placed an order for your tamsulosin capsule 0.4 milligrams and furosemide tablet 20 milligrams. So those are zero copays, and it will be shipped out also. But the main reason why we call you, sir, it's because of the phentermine.
All right. So let's go back to the tamsulosin and the... furosemide, or however you say it. Let's take them one at a time. Tamsulosin, zero copay.
Correct.
How many in a order? How many are you going to ship when you ship them?
We're shipping 100 capsules. That is good for 100-day supply.
That sounds wrong. I've been taking them two at a time, although I didn't really go over that with my doctor. Does the dosage say take one at a time? Is that what the dosage says?
Okay, I can check that.
Yeah, it's probably what it says.
This is from Dr. Michelle Martin. Take one capsule by mouth daily.
Yeah, all right. All right, so, and it's 100 capsules, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, bear with me one second here. And are the capsules 0.4 milligram?
Yes.
All right. And you're going to ship a quantity of 100? Yes?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, correct.
And have you already shipped? And if not, when are you going to ship? You're going to wait for me to ask you to ship? Or what?
No, sir. It's already in process.
You're already starting the process. And I think I heard you say you're going to ship them on Monday. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. Correct.
All right. And... should take approximately how long to get to me?
For standard delivery, it's 5 to 7 days.
So that's okay. And what about the other one, the furosemide or whatever it is?
For furosemide tablets, 20 milligrams, you will receive 90 tablets, good for 90-day supply. It is also zero copay.
Right. Are you, I think that's kind of an existing thing with me. Are you going to just wait for me to get to the point where I need them? You know, wait for me to call you and ask for them? How's that going to work? You're going to ship them on Monday?
Your doctor owes
Tamsulosin.
Yes, sir. The doctor already placed the order on your behalf.
Yes.
Okay, so it will be shipped together on Monday, the Tamsulosin and furosemide.
All right. Very good. So the Tamsulosin and the furosemide are both going to ship on Monday.
Correct.
And you don't need anything from me on those two, is that right?
No, sir. Those are good.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I'm pretty sure you're not going to know the answer to. And
okay, sure.
And if you don't know the answer, I'm just going to say, okay, fine. I'm going to ask you to then connect me to a pharmacist, okay? Is that all right? You ready?
Okay, sure.
So I want you to tell me the registration number for your registration in Colorado.
Okay, is it a registration number in Colorado for what, sir?
Right. So why don't you go ahead and connect me with a pharmacist, please?
Okay, so this is the question for the pharmacist, sir.
Do you understand what I just
said
to you?
Right, because, yes, sir, the pharmacist will ask me what will be the reason for the connection or for the transfer, so I will tell them the registration number in Colorado. Is it correct? I just want to make sure I will provide a correct question to the pharmacist, sir.
All right. Well, you could say that if you wanted to. I would prefer that you just say the person on the phone asked a question that you couldn't answer, and then the person on the phone asked you to connect with a pharmacist, and he said he would prefer that you just let me talk to a pharmacist. That's what the person on the phone wanted, okay?
All right, thank you, sir. Okay, right. One moment.
Hi, Mr. Rice.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Brianna, pharmacist. I understand you had a question for me.
Hi, Brianna. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
I want to start out by telling you that I'm kind of pressed for time here. I'm expecting that I'm not going to have enough time to get done what I want to here. And that's okay. I'm not going to blame you for that. But I'm just going to try and do the best I can with the little bit of time I have left. I'm looking at a clock here. It says 1:28. I started out thinking I was going to have to leave at 1:30, which is going to leave me 2 minutes. I'm probably going to cheat on that a little bit and maybe go to like 1:35 or so. So in about 5 minutes or so, I'm just going to do the best I can. And I just want to start out to ask you to, I've got a pen and paper in hand. Identify yourself. I've got Brianna, and I'm not very good with names. Help me spell it. B-R-I-A-N-N-A. Have I got that spelled right?
My name is Bree. I spell it B-R-E-E. And then to help, I know you're short on time. How can I help you, Mr. Rice?
Okay. B-R-E-E. All right.
Uh-huh.
And so, again, the best way you can help me is to identify yourself. And that would be first and last name.
My last initial is C like Charlie.
Got it.
Yes, sir. And then what other information would you like?
I've got C. Bree C. Your last name is C?
That's my last initial. Uh-huh. What other information would you like, Mr. Rice?
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is you don't want to tell me your last name. You want to tell me that your last name starts with C, and that's it. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. We do not give out our full last names. I can't give you my last initial, and that's what I've given you. How can I help you, sir?
Okay. Your license number, please. You say you're a pharmacist. Will you tell me what state you're a pharmacist in and what your license number is?
I'm in Oklahoma. We do not release our license numbers.
Okay, so you're a pharmacist in the state of Oklahoma, but you won't tell me your license number, so I'm just going to have to take your word for it that you're a pharmacist.
I am a registered pharmacist, yes, sir, in Oklahoma. How can I help you?
Okay, so I spoke with the woman earlier, Optum RX. What I'm trying to do is see if I can get some help finding out Optum RX presumably is licensed to do business in the state of Colorado. I believe the word is registered, but I just think of it as licensed. And I tried to look them up and could not do it using the words Optum RX. And I wondered if you might be able to help me with a license number or registration number in the state of Colorado.
I'm not sure what that number would be. I would have to research that and call you back. Would you like me to do that?
I guess so. And again, I'm going to have to leave, but I can give you my number if you could either call me or fax me, or I'm sorry, not fax, text with the information. Either one would be great.
Okay. I can't fax you or text you, but I can call you. And if you would like, I can leave you a detailed voice
message. Just leave a voice message would be fine, sure.
Sure.
And so let me give you my number. Maybe do you have caller ID? It would be that number. It's 970-235-0470. I think that's it. You would think I would know my own phone number.
You're fine. Did you say the phone number that you want me to call you back on is the 970-235-0470?
That would be it, yes.
Okay, and then you said whenever I call you back, if you don't answer, it's okay to leave you a detailed voice message with a Colorado registration number for our pharmacy?
Yes, exactly right. And a registration number, and I'm pretty sure if I get the number, I can then look up the name. But if you could give me the name and the number, that would be terrific, because when I looked up the name, I got a blank. I think they must be registered under a name other than Optum RX.
So
name and number.
So you're wanting to know the registration number for Optum in Colorado and the pharmacy name that Optum is registered under. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. And I would appreciate any help you can provide. Thank you very much, Bree.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I did want to let you know that I will research that and find out what the answer, or see if I can find out the answer for you. It may take, I don't know if I'll be able to get it this weekend. I will start working on it this weekend, but I may not have the answer until Monday or Tuesday, just so you're aware. Okay?
All right. Do the best you can. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I will call you back at that number, and I will leave that information in a detailed voice message if you don't answer. Okay?
All right. Great. Thank you. Bye now.
No problem, Mr. Rice. Have a good day.
You too.